This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Third hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly one of the most unique gun shops you will ever take in. Now, recently, Barack Obama got out there, and he has passed along another executive order, this time going at people who don't make guns. They might just make them better. I have a little bit of experience dealing with people that do that kind of thing, so I went out and got the best one I know. And we're going to discuss this and what it's going to mean to his clients, my listeners, me. So joining us, it's been a while since he's been with us, but joining us is the CEO and co-founder of Agency Arms, Officer Mike Parks. Are you
hey,
there?
All right.
I knew you were there. I just wanted to, sometimes it doesn't pop when it should. All right. So you've been looking at this a little bit, and you've been studying a little bit, because you don't make guns, you just make them better. And in making them better, you do a couple of things like chiseling this off here and chiseling that off there, and you modify them.
Correct.
So what's this going to do to you?
Well, luckily, you know, it's an executive order at this point. Nothing's been dulled down to us at the FFL level, but theoretically, it would make us pay excise tax to the government, because it'd be like a secondary manufacturing. So for a pistol, that would be an 11%, you know, excise tax that we'd have to pay to the government every time we do work on a pistol.
Now, when you say doing work on a pistol, like with the classified rifle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you, which I have one coming very soon, and I'm dying to get my hands. But with the classified rifle, how much of that are you actually cutting on versus just popping things on there? Because the AR, I mean, it's a primary weapon system rifle that you take and do some stuff to, but how much carving on it are you doing? What does it mean? What about just I guess you would call it plug-and-play parts, like a muzzle device or a new trigger or something like that?
So for our circumstances, with the classified rifle, that's a collaboration with BWS, so we actually do pay a 10% excise tax on that as it is.
Right.
So that's, you know, where the gun is built. We're not customizing it after it's built. That is a gun that we build. So that's a little different circumstance. But there's a lot of gray zone. There's a lot of ambiguity when it comes to what would be classified still as gunsmithing now that this is being challenged. So the details are still, you know, not exactly there. There's a lot of clarity that still needs to be given by the government in regards to what exactly we need to do as an FFL holder, if you're a gunsmithing FFL, or for us, an 07 manufacturer. So I don't have 100% detailed on that, but it appears that if you do enough to the gun, which is not exactly clarified, then you'd be classified as a secondary manufacturer. But I don't see anything as just changing a muzzle device as being a problem. I think it's you have to get a little more in depth than that.
So, now, like with the NOC, the not officially classified pistol, now, with that one, that is almost a completely manufactured type right pistol to me. I know that you have it's based on a Glock 19 type frame, but aren't parts of that Lone Wolf?
Correct. Yeah, and in that, we actually, every time we make one, we have to report that to the ATF, and we pay 11% excise tax on that currently.
So really, you're already... They're trying to hit you on the stuff that people are sending to you. They're Glocks. People that send Glocks.
Correct.
Now, when you, like with my Glocks, right, where you went out and bought the guns to build, were those considered guns that you manufactured, or were those guns considered that you were considered to have smit?
No, not considered a remanufactured gun, because at the end of the day, all we're doing is, doing our work to it. But it's still, at the end of the day, the same gun that it came in at. It would be not remanufactured, as we see it currently. Now with this new executive order, that may put everything on a different terms. So technically, as we saw it at the time and up till now, that was not remanufactured. But as of now, it may be interpreted that way by the ATF.
Now, couldn't you, like, with what you do with,
mm-hmm.
with the NOC, and what you've done with the classified rifle, and what you're doing with the other things that I think I know about. couldn't you just as well get out there and just completely say, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. We're just going to buy these blanks, like buying blank Lone Wolf pieces, and build the field gun from the get-go?
In theory, yeah. So, for instance, if I'm understanding your question, if we buy a Lone Wolf frame and then we make a blank slide, which we have a couple places we get those from,
right.
Being Lone Wolf, if that's the case where we do that, then that is technically absolute manufacturing, because you're grabbing just a receiver, throwing all the internals in it, building a slide to it, and that would be classified as manufacturing a pistol.
Right.
Even though a lot of those are dropping parts, just like a... just like our NOC, for instance, it would be under the same similar rule, and we'd have to pay 11% excise tax on that.
Well, like in your particular case, right? In your particular case, since you sort of dabble in both ponds there, is this really going to be something that affects you? It's going to affect more your clients than it is you, because you're just going to pass that along to them, right?
Sadly, yeah, it's not something that we can absorb, because it would also impact, all of our dealers and everybody.
Right.
And we do take really good care of our employees. So we really don't make a lot of money per each gun, and we kind of hope that we continue doing a good volume, and that's how we get by. So yes, we would have to pass that on to the customer, which would affect us in form of sales, because, 11%, is, calculated off of what we sell the product for. So it would have to be an 11% increase in price overall to continue going forth as business as usual. So it would infect us, I'm sure, with our customer base, because we've always been trying to be as affordable as possible and allowing them to do each step individually,
right.
Like just the trigger, just the frame, just the slide, to work up to a full build.
We're going to... We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, we're going to talk about how that was once a good idea, and now under this new scheme, it won't be. For those of you who've never tried an Agency Arms pistol, right now they primarily make Glocks. Glock is, when you get the Glock, 90%, it is there. It is Glock perfection. Agency Arms gives you the other 10%, and that is the hardest 10% to get. It is a flat-out combat beast once you get this gun in the hands. This is why I carry them. This is why I have them as sponsors. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
One of a very exclusive dealer of Agency Arms stuff, by the way. You can just about build one out of their parts that they have on hand, which is good because joining me this evening is the one of the creative minds and co-founders of Agency Arms, Michael Parks. One of the things that I've always touted with Agency Mike is that if you didn't want to go full house, full press, you could send it in there and do one piece at a time, but now that's going to be more expensive for a client, isn't it? We still got Mike? Yes, no, maybe?
I can still hear you, Bill.
Okay, there you are. Okay.
There we go. Sorry.
All right, let's one of the things I've always talked about is, like, with a lot of modifiers and customizers, you are basically committing to buying something that costs as good as a used, as much as a used car. Whereas with Agency Arms, if you wanted to, you could start out and send it there and get the trigger put in, and then maybe send it again another time, get the frame taken care of, and then send your slide in to get that done, or get a slide and have that done and stick it on your gun. Is that going to be more expensive for your clients now to do it that way?
So, you know, again, they haven't given a lot of clarity on this, and I was trying to do some research over the past 2 days to figure it all out, and it's not 100% clear what it'll exactly cover. You know, because when it comes to the slide is not a firearm. So if it's just a slide package, potentially, that wouldn't count towards an excise tax type situation. You know, the frame doing the trigger to it, that could potentially be it. But, you know, again, it's just a little unclear on exactly how crazy these guys want to go with charging this and pushing this through.
Let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity. What if all of a sudden, like with the, and I, you know, I've bugged you about this enough, but I mean, I'm just thinking, with the SIG 320,
mm-hmm.
where the guts of the gun is the gun, and all else is just a kit. Will that gun be subject to the same sort of taxation and excise taxes and tariffs as any other gun out there because of its modularity?
Well, if they're sent into as in a non-FFL component, meaning without the gun itself, as I would understand it at this time, I don't think so. You know, because they can send the frame in without the trigger component system, which is the actual firearm itself, like an STI,
right?
And send that slide in, and those can be sent to a non-FFL location to get worked on. So, in theory, I would believe no, but, you know, they're talking about making gunsmithing as a whole part of ITAR and requiring excise tax and all that. So I'm not sure if they're going to try and go after things like that, but I don't know how they could, since there's no serialized portion for that in a particular pistol being sent in that manner. That's a really good question that I don't have an exact answer for you on.
Well, the other thing that I was thinking is that if all of a sudden you started making slides, if you had slides on hand, and you started out just having slides and selling slides, and then you would sell them the slide, and just keep their slide so you can take that one and cut it all up. I mean, would that be a workaround as well? I mean, if you weren't doing work, if you were selling parts.
Potentially, yeah. you know, it's like we all have all these questions. It's without clarity, it's really hard to tell. But potentially, as it reads, yes, that would be a partial workaround, yeah.
Now, we've only got a few minutes left in this segment, but I mean, you're in California. You're in California primarily because you are a law enforortment officer in California. It's not because I think you like keeping the company there. It's just that's where you're at.
Correct.
With this election coming up and everything, as far as what affects you in California right now, is any of this Gunmageddon they're talking about? Is that going to affect agency arms at all to any degree, since you guys are just working on guns that already exist?
No, we shouldn't be affected at all by the California gun law that all just came in. You know, it would affect what we can sell to California residents, like, for instance, with the rifles. But, you know, there's still continually binder, legally purchasable Glock 19s and 17s on any Gen 3 Glock. They send them into us. That won't affect us there. So as a resident, it'll affect me as a person, but not the company.
Yeah, I watch California. I think sometimes California thinks they're a template. I know that New Jersey thinks they're a template, and nobody thankfully goes that way. I'm waiting to see where you and Randy end up.
Well,
I know you're still a young man. You got a long way to go before you can probably retire as a law enforcement guy. That's why I'm hoping agency takes off and you're like, well, you know what? I don't need to be a law enforcement officer. I think I'll relocate to North Carolina or something. You know, that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing I'm hoping at. We got about a minute left in this segment, so let me just – a couple things I got coming up for people out there listening is I have done a review of the Agency Arms Glock 19, but it was basically Bill shoots the same drill over and over again. And this time I'm going to take it out and I'm going to do a video review of the Glock 19 in all of its glory, running it as much as I can through its paces, because now the Glock 17 has got the RMR on it and it's got a flashlight on it and it's sort of a beast. So it's not really like my hideout gun anymore. So the 19 is now my go-to gun, which it's also my my bike riding gun. I don't know if you saw that video I put up on the Agency Arms page, but it's my bike riding gun as well. So, but that's coming up very shortly. And, the agency guns are just a blast to shoot just because they beg you to shoot them as fast as they can. They're just like screaming at you to shoot them. And you, too, can be an agent by just starting with a trigger. You can start with a trigger and build from there. We'll continue on with that. My guest is Mike Parks. He is the CEO and co-founder of Agency Arms. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
One of the exclusive dealers of Agency Arms, where you can find a whole host of their parts, including their drop-in trigger, which, believe me, is worth the price of admission there, that you don't have to wait on. Joining me again from Agency Arms is Mike Parks.
Hey, Bill.
I'm looking at the assets here, and you know, I see Cowan, I see Van Dunk. Who's this Brumley cat? He just doesn't look the type to me, man. He looks too nice. I mean, Van Dunk's got the mohawk, Cowan's got the tats. Yeti is Yeti.
He's a big man.
Yes, and tell me about this. What does A stand for? What's his name?
So, Aaron Brumley, or we affectionately call him Aaron.
Okay.
Is actually the first asset that introduced me to Paul Van Dunk and Aaron Cowan.
Okay.
So he's a blue collar guy by day and instructor on the weekend, and teaches basic stuff and intermediate, and then starts dabbling into the defensive a little bit. Great guy, and I've known him for about 3 years now.
I'm out there petitioning Agency Arms to be an asset myself. I want to be called Pops. Codename Beast.
I like it.
Dealing with the guys that you deal with, dealing with these assets and with instructors like Cowan and Van Dunk, and I... You know, I'm going to presume Mr. Brumley's got his stuff together, and Fisher, of course. That's sort of a very impressive stable of people that get out there and run your stuff. How involved are they in development?
Some more than others. We actually now have 8 assets in total.
Right.
The website's being updated. But, for instance, Paul, you know, he is integral in a lot of stuff, and not to mention this, our day-to-day operation. And when it came to the NOC project, he was, you know, helping with a lot of insight on the R&D side of that. And we shipped out what is now the final existing plan, and prototype out to Shane Coley. He's one of our assets and team captain for Team Block. And got a lot of really good feedback from him as well on comp design and all that. So between the two of those guys on that one in particular project, they were heavily involved. And then Aaron Callen, you know, has been pretty heavily involved with a lot of different components and some stuff that has yet to be seen or announced. He's been very heavily in those projects as well.
Right. One thing that I noticed is that at SHOT Show, when you were introducing both the NOC and the classified, if nobody knew who you were, you had Aaron taking care of the classified rifle, and you had Van Dunk taking care of the NOC.
Yes.
And I saw you walking around and just ducking out while they were out there, you know, making the introductions and everything. Is that something you just want to do? You don't want to be involved in that part, and you want to let the pipe hitters talk about it, or what?
And honestly, you know, it's one of those things where, in my viewpoint of how I like our company to interact with our assets, is it's a reciprocal relationship where those product announcements were good opportunities for our assets to speak about them because they were so heavily involved in both projects. And allowing them to be the ones to announce them and discuss them puts a good affiliation between our brand and them as instructors. So it gives them some opportunity to get a wider possible customer base by the people seeing those announcement videos and maybe that hadn't heard of them before but had heard of us, and get them some exposure, as well as they are the guys that we hire through our contract to them to run our stuff and give us feedback and engineering feedback. So it's a good key to have the guys that run this stuff be the ones to talk about it.
I can see that. I like that. I can see that. Now, from the standpoint of what you guys have put into the guns and the thought that goes into them and everything else, I guess when I say Officer Mike Parks, I don't talk enough about this. Mike is a full-blown patrol officer in California, right? So as such, you probably don't get to carry one of your guns, but you probably, when you're looking at a gun that somebody could carry into a professional setting, like being a police officer, you probably look at that and say, these are the attributes I'd like to have out of it.
Luckily, I actually do carry our guns on and off duty.
Ah, okay. See, now I didn't know that. You have a very forward-thinking agency that you work for, huh? Okay.
Yes. I'm very fortunate in that regard.
That just changes everything. So with that, of course, do other officers in your department carry some of your guns too? I mean, has it gotten to that point?
Yeah, a few do. There's a lot of guys that have been carrying modified pistols for a while. You know, like they have a bunch of our guys have Robar. Framework on their guns. A couple guys have had Zev do the stuff on their guns. And then when we kind of popped up, it's kind of actually getting a little bit popular. A lot of our guys that have chose to go with us have just started with Framework, mostly for the accelerator guts. They really, really dig those.
For me, and one thing that you and I have talked about that we still haven't talked about enough, for somebody my age that, you know, you start getting, your hands get old and you start getting arthritis and everything, the grip reduction and still having that good tactile feel to it, the stipple job and everything else, the narrowing of it is just enough. The barrel being a little lighter, and I carry the heaviest barrel because I'm using field guns, is you know, for me, it's the ideal gun, and it's ideal for either some young kid like Cowan or Van Dunk running around with it, could just run it like an accordion, or for me, because my hands hurt a little bit every now and again, and, you know, even before I put the RMR on the 17 with the high-vis, high-rise suppressor sights on it, it was really easy to pick up. So, I mean, all around, the gun is very well thought out and everything, and then, of course, when you get it in your hands, it's a whole... That's a whole different thing altogether then. So, I'm very pleased that you get to carry your own gun simply because that, I often think that police departments don't listen to their officers, and it's good that they're listening to you guys, especially with some of the stuff we talked about in California that might happen one day. Coming up on the last break, agency arms. This is the, you know, this is the epitome of taking, you know, people that do sculpture say that I'm chiseling away everything that doesn't need to be there for it to be the Venus de Milo or some piece of art. An agency pistol, which they're only Glocks. They only do Glocks. When Gaston Glock imagined a good pistol, agency came in behind them and said, that is a good pistol, but we know how to make it great. And believe me, I've shot enough of these things out of the box to know the difference between good and great. Glock is good out of the box. When agencies had a hold of it, when you get it back, you are thinking great. And then when you shoot it, you know great. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. Frog Loop Performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
One of the most unique destinations when you're looking for a gun is Reactive Gunworks. Go check them out. They are one of the exclusive dealers of Agency Arms, and we are talking to Agency Arms this hour. In any other state but yours, Mike, I would expect some lawsuits to come up on this particular thing. How big and prevalent is gunsmithing nowadays?
Well, it's pretty big. I mean, if you look around on the internet, you'll find a whole lot of guys doing a lot of stiff work, which we consider gunsmithing. A lot of slide shops popping up now. They're doing slide guns. It's becoming more popular than ever.
Well, I mean, nowadays there's a lot of manufacturers out there that have taken, like, Andrew carries Infinity Pistols, which is a reimagination of the 1911, but that started out as a, I'm sure, as a modification, didn't it?
Sure it did. I'm not entirely spun up on their entire history, but, yeah, their work is absolutely beautiful.
So, like I said, I would expect to see, hopefully, some attorneys general get involved in this. I'm pretty sure we won't see yours.
Probably not.
Although I think she's wanting to be a senator right now. So I don't know if that'll be, in California, I don't know if that would be good or bad for you to get a new attorney general. I know you've got the best looking one, though. I read about her all the time. Is this going to, now, most of the time when they would impose something like this, it's to try to either to put people out of business or to make it to where people can't afford this stuff. Is that going to work? Is it going to achieve either one of these things?
I don't think so. Luckily, we have a very good product at an affordable rate, and even with this price increase, it'll make it a little more difficult for customers to get it, that are on a budget. But at the end of the day, it's worth paying for a really good product. And like I said before, we treat our people so well that work for us, and they treat us well, making a phenomenal product that people really, really enjoy. So, I hope it doesn't affect any company to where they ever have to close the doors. I wouldn't wish that upon any company. So I'm you know, I'm optimistic for sure as a personality type, but I don't think it'll close anybody down, and hopefully it'll just be a small effect.
Now, with Agency Arms, heretofore, as far as the guns that you have picked up and you've started making better, it has all been Glock. It's all been Glock. At any point, without you giving anything away, will there be other models that you would consider making better?
Absolutely. Randy and I have discussed that at length, and we do have plans for a couple other manufacturers. And if the original intent was to get to them this year, but, you know, we thought of a lot more things that we wanted to do for the Glock platform, and it is by far the most popular platform out there. So we still have some stuff that, you know, you'll see coming out at SHOT Show that we're working on right now. And we still have a little ways to go with Glock before we switch out to doing to bringing on another manufacturer.
Well, the Nock, at some point here shortly, Mike is going to be sending me the Nock to play with for a few days. And the Nock, I think, now the Nock is truly a unique weapon just in the slide and the sighting. Describe what makes that gun different.
Well, quite a bit. You know, the whole theory of a sight tracker and a comp is nothing new. You know, I believe I've seen older pictures. I'm not sure exactly how long they've been out doing that. I'm not a big 1911 guy. But a sight tracker's been around for quite a long time. And a compensator has also been a concept that's been out there for a long, long time. And they've actually put comps on 1911s for competition for, gosh, for a long period of time. Really what makes ours a different implementation in what we're patenting is the system in which it's toolless. So now you can be able to make it on a Glock and be able to remove that without any tools, no set screws, and disassemble your weapon for cleaning in a field environment without having to worry about bringing a bunch of tools that make the field stripping cumbersome. And so that's really what makes ours unique, is how easy that system is.
Now, with the two that I shoot all the time, my 19 and my 17, I do not have what I would call the dancing axis. I'm able to keep this thing on target, and I'm able to, you know, I've got a wall of lead heading down range. Is there going to be a marked difference when I get a hold of the Nock and I've got a compensated 19 that's now a 17 length?
No, I mean, if you have 17 holsters, it'll fit right in there. You know, the mags, it takes Glock mags, has Glock internals, Glock sights, except for the M&P front sight. We're using a dovetailed-in front sight. That's one of the biggest, latest changes that has been into the production model. So other than that, it'll be very familiar with everyone that has a Glock.
Is it going to be a different shooting impulse?
It will feel much, much different. Given the first thing is the lone wolf frame that we use, so the grip angle is different. The impulse feels different because it's a compensated system. So it'll even feel a little bit different than a C model Glock. But it's a very pleasant experience and a very pleasant change of pace.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for me because I've never gotten a gun that I could shoot and then had to send back. But I will send it back. And one thing I do think we ought to point out with the Nock now, while the Nock is based and built on a lone wolf frame, a Nock upper would work on a Glock 19 frame, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Okay, so I've never tried a lone wolf frame or anything. I've never been in the lone wolf camp, although I've seen certain people. It seems like Haley runs a lone wolf gun now, which I don't even know if that's a Glock. If you get out there and build a Glock and there's not a Glock part in it, is that a Glock? Or is Glock becoming a Glock pattern?
Yeah, that's a tomato tomato, really, because you can use all OEM parts inside that lone wolf frame. So it's, I guess that would be up to interpretation. Right. You know, because that's hard.
Fascinating stuff. And there's stuff that we can, Mike has alluded to me that I don't know enough about to even get it wrong. So I'm not even going to try to. There's just the stuff, the classified rifle, that is a piece that is available right now at Reactive Gunworks. And is it available with you? Okay. The NOC is coming. They just have moved, so right now there's a little, there's a bit of a slow, temporary slowdown on the builds and everything else, but that will come back as well. Agency Arms is moving ahead, and they're moving very slow and very sure, and everything about it, I mean, and that's the best way to go. For those that do not know. And making the right, I mean, the primary weapon system collaboration on the classified is inspired, because primary is they're one of those upper echelon niche boutique type builders that builds just a beautiful weapon. But that's all, and there'll be more about primary weapon systems, as Mike knows anyway. But I appreciate you taking the time, because I know you're going to be on duty tomorrow, so I appreciate you taking the time to help us out with this one, because this is something I don't know anything about. I appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we'll do it again when we got some when I fire that knock, because I'm sure I'm going to have a whole bunch of questions about that one as soon as I've run that through a few through tests here and there and everything else. But Mike Parks, agencyarms.com or .us takes you to the same place. Go check them out. Look them over. If you're looking for something right now today, go to Reactive Gunworks. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, sir. We will do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.